More Idaho matters right now. At least five sitting Republican state legislators have been censured or had votes of no confidence taken against them by local party officials just this year. They say it's because these lawmakers are failing to follow the state GOP platform, many planks of which have been adopted by the party's far-right wing. Now, as our James Dawson reports, the pushback against legislators has been years in the making.
Toward the end of this past legislative session, Republican Representative Julie Yamamoto got a text from a friend asking if she had heard the news. The Canyon County Republican Central Committee voted to censure her over recent votes against a handful of bills, including one that would have allowed parents to sue libraries for lending, quote, obscene materials to kids.
If anybody would had ever told me before that I was not conservative enough in the Republican Party, I would have laughed, I think. Obviously, we're at a different place now.
Yamamoto has been involved in GOP politics for years and unseated current Caldwell Mayor Jerem Wagner in 2020 by running to his right. She says her censure is the result of a purity test where there can be no exceptions.
To me, that's such a lazy and disingenuous way of looking at any issue, that it's far more nuanced than that.
Yamamoto says the party platform passed last summer can be interpreted a number of ways. For example, it says the most effective government is the one closest to the people. That's partially why she voted against the library bill. It's something she thinks should be handled by local library boards.
If you allowed people to talk about why they did what they did, I think most reasonable people would say, okay, well, I can see that.
These censures shouldn't come as much of a surprise. Here's Dorothy Moon, the state GOP chairwoman, speaking on the first day of the session.
We will be here for the entire session, offering a helping hand, but also to have a watchful eye on every Republican member.
That audio courtesy of Idaho Public Television. Moon said lawmakers who towed the party line would get whatever help they needed.
For those who don't, well, hell hath no fury, like the chairwoman scorned. So, we will make sure that the people are heard.
It's a similar message that's been pushed by members of the far right for years, but has failed to be officially adopted. Vote the platform, or the party can rescind endorsements and campaign money. After the legislature gaveled out last month, Republican Representative Joe Alfieri said this at a Coeur d'Alene town hall.
We have identified the enemy. We know who the enemy is in the House.
That didn't sit well with Republican Representative Lori McCann, who's twice been censured this year by two different county parties in her district.
I am trying very hard to not take that personally, but I certainly don't feel like, as a state legislature, that we should be calling out other legislators and saying that they are the enemy.
Like Yamamoto, McCann says she wasn't able to explain her votes to officials in Nez Perce County. Nick Woods, chairman of the Nez Perce County GOP, declined to talk about McCann's censure, saying it was internal party business. Boise State Public Radio repeatedly reached out to party officials in Canyon and Lewis counties, but never heard back. McCann says the far-right wing of the GOP has successfully taken over these less-than-glamorous positions, which can wield significant power.
Oh, I hate to even call it that, this, but it's like a cancer that slowly is growing, that maybe you don't even know it's happening until it's there.
Boise State political science professor Jacqueline Kettler says precinct, county, and district positions are the backbone of any political party that do a little of everything.
Potentially registering new voters, door-to-door campaigning, along with that, helping campaign for candidates who are running, you know, helping recruit volunteers or fundraise to support candidates.
Censures like this have traditionally been rare, she says, but they've seemingly been increasing, especially among Republicans. A national analysis by a political science professor for the website 538 found, in 2016, just one county party censured a Republican.
By 2021, they found 23 instances of Republican county committees censuring officials.
Back in Caldwell, Yamamoto says county officials rescinded her censure until they adopt a formal reprimand process. She's also had to deal with a billboard accusing her of, quote, failing to support our children, end quote, urging someone to run against her next year. It's paid for by a PAC funded almost exclusively by out-of-state donors.
It has improved my prayer life. Let's put it that way.
Yamamoto says the blowback won't change how she votes, even with the threat of a primary challenger. Similar billboards across the state have cropped up to recruit candidates, though it won't be until next May's election when we find out just how effective these censures will be. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.
And Jimmy is joining us live now with more on this. So, Jimmy, in the piece, you said five lawmakers had been censured. So what does that include? And is it basically just a slap on the wrist?
It's really hard to say. So in the letters and press releases I've seen of, announcing these censures or votes of no confidence, party officials just kind of lay out their case against the lawmaker. They'll have bullet points explaining how a particular bill, most of which are surrounding hot button social issues like the so-called library porn bill or the drag show bill, are in line with the Republican platform and you should have voted for them. So in one sense, it can be kind of a slap on the wrist, but unless you're regularly involved with a local party or follow them on social media, you've probably not heard about these censures. But there could be tangible consequences, too, that I mentioned in the story.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because you did say that folks who don't toe the party line can actually lose endorsements as well as campaign cash. So have we seen that happen yet with these folks that were censured?
At least with Lewiston Representative Lori McCann, she might not get any donations from the Nez Perce County Central Committee. I didn't see the letter from the Lewis County Central Committee. And then, she also represents part of Latah County, which hasn't taken any action against her. So they've said in the Nez Perce letter that they won't endorse her. They're not going to work to get her reelected. And that's where you can kind of have this significant effect if a primary challenger does run against her, because so few people vote in these races. It's a fraction of registered voters. And get out the vote efforts are incredibly important to get those few hundred or maybe even a couple thousand votes. So we're still a year out from the primary. Voters' memories can be short. Looking at Representative Yamamoto's censure, if that's reinstated, those same consequences could fall on her. Usually these sorts of donations from central committees are only a few hundred bucks at a time. But when you consider that legislative races cost kind of in the range of, thousands of dollars to maybe tens of thousands of dollars, we're thinking like $10,000 to $20,000. That's not an insignificant amount. Could pay for mailers, yard signs, coffee and food for volunteers and things like that. Mm-hmm.
So, Jimmy, party platforms, often include things that not everybody in a party agrees with. And we see that even within voters, right? Not all Republicans agree on everything. Not all Democrats agree on everything. And that's kind of been the history of our nation. So with that said, is this just a way for party officials to make sure that everybody just toes the line when they're in public office? And if you don't agree with it, too bad.
I think it can be that, but also, think of the far-right contingent who are elected to these, low-level precinct positions. They can say, hey, we were chosen by the voters to make the party in their image. They agree with what we're trying to do here, whether that's, taking a step against transition-related care for transgender youth, whether it's, the library situation or drag shows. That is something that they're working towards and that, they want to see implemented. I will say that both McCann and Yamamoto told me they don't think the party platform actually represents the view of the majority of Republicans in the state. It's hard to say that when, it's adopted by all of these hundreds of precinct positions, of which McCann is one of them, by the way.
So could you argue then that this makes the party less diverse? And what I mean by that is, it's like if you have this platform and if everyone has to toe the line on that, not only are you limiting, who's in public office, but in a lot of ways, you're limiting who would even be a part of your party, who would even vote for you potentially. And that doesn't seem to be an issue in Idaho at this point, at least.
Yeah, certainly a lack of diversity in thought and ideology, for sure, which is why I thought it was interesting. Just a few days ago, Dorothy Moon, the state GOP chairwoman, she published a column on Friday calling the GOP a big tent movement when she spoke to a bunch of Republicans at national RNC meetings over the last several months. But, you know, that statement, these actions by local parties and Moon's previous statements about how, quote, hell hath no fury like a chairwoman scorned, you know, they don't seem to match up. And that's why you have people like McCann and Yamamoto saying people need to actually be involved with their local party politics to represent, you know, a less strict view than those who are currently in those positions hold.
Mm-hmm. So is this just the nature of politics now, Jimmy?
I think that's certainly one of the effects of it, right? I spoke to Jacqueline Kettler and she mentioned this 538 survey, you know, you went from one Republican censure in 2016 to 23 in 2021. And I should mention, just for timing reasons, we couldn't include this in the story, but in 2021, there were also five Democratic county committees that also censured their particular representatives too. So certainly more common with Republicans, but Democrats are in on it too.
All right. Well, as always, Jimmy, really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about this.
Of course. Thanks, Gemma.
Well, we've been talking with our legislative correspondent, James Dawson, about GOP lawmakers being censured by the GOP. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.